Okay, we find ourselves on Tzom Gedalia towards the middle already of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. We know Tshuva, if we think about it, is usually a very personal, a private thing, a private matter. My Averos are not your Averos. Each person has their own things that they have to do Tshuva for. I was thinking, though, as a Tzibur, we are a Tzibur. Maybe there's something that we could work on and think about together as a Tzibur that could be helpful for us during Aseres Yemei Tshuva and very possibly beyond for the rest of our lives. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter has a very, very famous chazal that he quotes to help a person approach Tshuva. The Gemara says, Gadol onsha shalavan yosa min atcheles, which means, if a person, chas v'shalom, is not wearing tzitzis, chas v'shalom. So, there's two parts of the mitzvah of tzitzis. There's the lavan, the white, and the tcheles, the tcheles. We all know what tcheles is. Chazal say he's punished more for not having white strings than he is for not having blue strings. Why is that? Very simply, because the blue strings, or the tcheles strings, whatever color they are, they're very hard to get, and they're very expensive. So Hashem doesn't have such a big taina on a person for not having the blue strings or the tchela strings. But the whites, it's a regular sheep. It's so easy to get white strings. How can a person not have lavan? And therefore, the punishment is greater for the lavan for not having white strings than for tchelas. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter understood from this Gemara a very important yisod when it comes to tshuva. And that is that people think, I got to do tshuva on the big things, on the hard things. That's not where tshuva is. Tshuva is, most importantly and first, on the easier things, on the small things. Why? Because the punishment is greater for those things. So in order to avoid punishment, the greater punishment, we have to start doing tshuva on the easier things that have a greater punishment if we don't do them. With that as a background, I thought I would speak today about something which has been bothering me for a while. And I think it's something that we could all use chizuk in. Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Tefillah in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet. It says, "Lo yasiach sichas chulin b'shas she'ashteach tzibur chozer atfilah." We're not allowed to talk sichas chulin, idle chatter, during chazaras hashatz. And what happens if you do? What happens if a person speaks inappropriately during chazaras hashatz? V'imsach says mechaber who chote, he's a sinner. The gadol avono minaso. That's a very, very strong language. You don't find it so often. Gadol avono minaso means his sin is so great that it can't even be born. It's unbearable. It's such a difficult sin to hang on with, to hold on to. That's the sin. That's the avera of speaking during chazaras hashatz. It's not a chumrah, like. We know that during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we're very careful only to eat Pas Yisrael, not bread of a non-Jew. Maybe Chal of Yisrael. That's a Chumrah. It's not a Chumrah. This is black on white in Shulchan Aruch. Aser to speak during the time that the Chazan is going ahead and repeating Shemona Esrei. My father likes to point out that in the Mishnah Berurah you'll find very few examples. In the whole Mishnah Berurah, they tell stories. I think my father says he's probably right. He knows Mishnah Berurah. You can count them on one hand, maybe two, the amount of stories that are told in the whole Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos, the Mechaber says there, in Hilchos Shabbos, in Reish Samech has the following thing. Ein ledaber, one's not allowed to speak, b'shah she'omim vayichulu, at the time when the tzibur is saying vayichulu. V'lo b'shah she'omer shteach tzibur bracha mein sheva. Not during the time of Magen Avos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, b'tur, in the name of the Sefer Chassidim, Maaseh b'chassid echad. There's a story about a chassid. Shera l'chassid acher b'moso. He saw another friend of his who was a chassid, who was no longer alive, in a dream. Upanav morikos, and his face looked green, white. It looked terrible. Amalo, lama panecha morikos. Why do you look so bad? What's wrong with you, friend? Amalo, he said, I was speaking in shul during Vayichulu. I was talking during Kaddish. I was talking during Magin Avos. Ad kam l'shon, that's the end of the Torah, that's the end of the Sefer Chassidim. These are not Baba Maises. Mr. Ruber wouldn't bring Baba Maises, chas v'shalom. These are halachos. Halachos that are black and white in Shulchan Aruch. A person might say to himself, it's very hard. Davening is so long. How do they expect me not to talk for the entire length of Chalaz HaShatz? Not to talk, not to text, not to do any. I'm just supposed to sit there for such a long time? So Rav Palm in his Sefer has a very, very interesting Ha'ara. He points out that, you know what? Let's be honest with ourselves. He says Rosh Hashanah, the davening is much longer than the rest of the year. And we know that from the time the Baal Tokeya begins his brachos until after Chalaz HaShatz, which could be a few hours. It was. Just 2 days ago, it was a few hours. Between the time of the bracha and the time of the last Kaddish after the last Tkios, not allowed to talk. And somehow, he says, we managed to do it. Somehow, we find the strength, the ability to hold back and not talk. He says, Rav Palm says, don't tell me it's too long. If we want to, if we realize it's important, so we're not going to do it because we understand we can do it. We just did it. 2 days in a row on Rosh Hashanah, we did it. We can do it. We can go the entire Shemona Esrei and Chalaz HaShatz without talking. Why is it so hard for us? Why is it so hard? So this is a much bigger topic than the next 4 minutes that I have. But very possibly, it's because we have a lack of a full appreciation of what tefillah is about. If we would appreciate what tefillah is and what Chalaz HaShatz is, we would never even have a Havamina to talk during that time. I think it says, what's tefillah? And this is obviously an oversimplification. What's tefillah? There's a thing as a person needs a loan from a bank. He's trying for weeks to get in touch with the head manager of the bank. He's trying, he calls, he texts, he sends messages, nothing. Nothing's happening. Finally, one day he gets on a bus, sits down on the bus, and starts a conversation with the fellow next to him. And lo and behold, who is that fellow? It's the manager of the bank. And he's so excited. Wow, I've been trying so hard to get a hold of you. And now I have you. Oh my goodness. Oh, can I meet you? Can I set up an appointment? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Osai, is there for us all the time. Whatever we need. We daven for so many things. And we don't have to even make an appointment. We come 3 times a day and we're here. And it's an opportunity of a lifetime that we sometimes just think, whatever, okay, I'll have it later, I'll do it tomorrow, it's not so important for now. What's Chalaz HaShatz? Chalaz HaShatz is that after we got that loan, hopefully, now our lawyer is going to come for us, before us, and he's going to go over the papers and make sure everything is clear and set. So we're not going to be daydreaming during that time. We're not going to be texting during that time because we understand there's a lot at stake over here. That's Chalaz HaShatz. Rabosai, it's the Lavan. I don't think this is something which is so hard. It's not Tcheles. Chalaz HaShatz on a regular mincha day in this yeshiva and a long day is 6 minutes. 7 minutes. It's not the Tcheles. It's not something that's so hard. But the results and the rewards and the return that could come out from such a small commitment could be great. Just think about it. We come all together to a yeshiva from shuls across the world. If we were to decide, all of us as individuals and as a tzibur, that we're not talking anywhere in shul, and then we would go back to our shuls, wherever they were, and representatives from Torah Traga and from Gruss or from wherever would walk into their shuls and would not say a word in the shuls that we come from, the entire face of shuls would look different. And it's, again, it's a small thing. It's not something which is so hard per se to do. A little bit of thought and appreciation of what we have and what we chas v'shalom can lose, the entire picture of our tefillos and of tefillos throughout could be very, very different. We said in HaTorah yesterday, Kichu imachem devarim v'shuvu el Hashem. Take devarim, take your words and return to Hashem. The words that we say in tefillah are those words that bring to Hashem. If the words that we have in tefillah are pure and clear without any other dirt on them, Bez Hashem will go up to Hashem. We should be zocha, hopefully, to try to internalize this message, to appreciate what tefillah is about, and also to appreciate what it is to have a quiet tefillah without interruptions in tefillah, and hopefully the tefillahs will go straight up to Hashem. All be zocha to a gemar chasimut tovah.